and I'll be back.
All right, well, there he goes. We'll welcome in Kendrick Williams as, you know, Kenny Hustle is the nickname. It's crazy. I was speaking to a handful of players here already, Kenny, and that's what they feel that they're going to do. And one of the questions I have for one of the players is, when you have a roster filled of players trying to earn minutes, trying to earn the spot, it makes it competitive.
Right.
But I think it also starts building a chemistry and a makeup of a team that's going to be pretty challenging, sort of like the new promo won't bow down out there. It's going to be tough when they face the Pels,
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure, man. It's going to be tough. And I know it's going to be tough for us, too, as well. But we got a great group of guys, and I think we're ready for the season.
What was it like last season for you, man? Obviously, look, it is what it is. Things happen. You can't control them, and – you, at the end of the day, though, still have to go in that locker room. You guys still have to go out there and play. Did you get the sense and feel, though, from the fans that were over at the Smoothie King Center and even just in the community, they appreciate you guys actually went out there and try to win games and play hard?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. That's our always, you know, always been my MO. No matter what the situation is, you know, no matter who's in the stands, no matter how people there, I mean, you got to go out and have some pride and play for not only yourself but for the other guy next to you. So that's what we did last year.
At the end of the day, it's in the NBA, right? I mean, he likes to think that he can take on Steph Curry. He says it all the time on the air. I exactly. You hear that laugh?
I've never said that.
No, he did. He actually thought he could take him on one-on-one. And so my point is, look, we all dream it, right? We all do, whether it's either – you know, the rec center, driveway, man. We all do the countdown. You know, it's the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So for guys like you, and you get an opportunity to do it, it's go time.
Man. Right. Yeah, man. Of course. Like I said, you just always got to stay ready. The opportunity to present itself, you know, like last year, you know, it was a lot of ups and downs. Mm-hmm. But, you know, always got to look at the positive. Okay, I was able to get out there and get some minutes under my belt. So that was huge for me, and I'm just super excited, you know, for this year and for the group of guys we got this year.
Is it nuts to think that there were probably times last season where you're sitting there going, all right, look, it's just us against everybody, and the prospects of what the future can sort of be, and you sit here now on media day, and am I wrong? It seems to be more excitement going into the season than there was last season. You have an energy, not only here, but I think in the community that just wasn't here last media day.
Yeah, yeah, man. And that has a lot to do with a lot of the new guys we got. Of course, Zion.
Who's that again?
Yeah. But yeah, man, it's gonna be very fun. Man, I'm looking forward to everything, you know, that's in store for us this year.
I said that as a joke, speaking with Kendrick Williams here at Pels Media Day here on ESPN New Orleans, home for Pelicans basketball. I say that jokingly because when you speak to everybody, I think the thing that I get too is, okay, that's Zion, but that's also Jackson, that's, you know, Kendrick. Right. Everyone's just kind of acting just like everyone's on the same level and playing.
Yeah, and that's the thing I like most about, you know, guys like Zion and Lonzo Ball. You know, we're all equal, you know what I mean? We all same guy, you know, put the same shoe on, the same foot, you know what I mean? So those guys, you know, are very selfless. They don't take any credit for anything, and they're always just ready to work.
Different paths, different approaches to maybe how players sort of got here, but I think there's a similarity with some of the names even mentioned, even you. Y'all looking to prove it.
Right.
I mean, okay, Zion can be Zion, but there's a lot of people out there where he's not going to be able to shoot, and he's not going to be as good as he's in college.
Right.
Lonzo, well, look, the Lakers, hey, can you make the roster? Can you stay on the
right.
So I kind of look at the roster top to bottom, from Josh Gray to Cavill Bigby, who we just talked to you.
Right.
I think everybody's just trying to have a good chip on that shoulder, say we all belong.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's always the main goal, just to say you belong somewhere, man. Like, you know – you are what you are. You know what I mean? Like, last year I came in, head up. I didn't know what to expect around this time because I was just like, you know, a lot of them guys last year, Bigby, just on a training camp deal. And I was blessed enough to make the roster. But I always kept my head up and I always stayed positive. So I think, you know, going forward, I think everybody's going to stay positive and always had a chip on their shoulder.
All right, so kind of give us a little – peel behind the curtain here. What kind of team that we're seeing here? I've heard bits and pieces, very athletic. A lot of rims are rattling. There's defense. There's also this competitiveness. Yeah. What have these workouts sort of been like, and what do you see camp and preseason going to be?
I see it as good. It's going to be very competitive. We got a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things for us. We're so deep, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's going to be very fun. You know, we're athletic. Of course, we're going to play defense and sit down and play defense. And I'm just looking forward to getting out there, man, to be honest.
I see the smile on you. We'll leave you with this. I kind of get it also a sense that there's a lot of players that can sort of do a lot of things, whether can be behind the three-point line, inside, in the paint, and kind of drive and kick. That kind of lends to the style that Coach Gentry wants to play, right? Go play defense, rebound, go out there and run, and just go do what goes natural?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, it's all natural. Coach Gentry, he always preaches, and Coach Finch, they always preach, you know, get the ball out, get it up quick, you know what I mean? We want to play fast pace. Mm-hmm. And we got the type of guys that fits that perfectly, you know what I mean? Just athletic guys that can get out and sprint up the floor. So, yeah.
All right, 1 week from today, man, Pelicans taking on the Hawks right here on your flagship station for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Kendrick Williams, Kenny Hustle.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man.
Hustle. Thank you. Again.